Because that 17 that's coming out in September, that's not the 17, that's the 16.
It's worse than you think, actually, because, well, this is going to be obvious for a good amount of people, but for those who it's not, he's wrong. The iPhone 17 coming out is not going to be the 16th iPhone, like he's saying. The iPhone 17 coming out is going to be the 19th iPhone generation. Because what he's forgetting is the fact that we had S years. We didn't go from the iPhone 4 to the 5 to the 6. No, we went from the 4 to the 4S to the 5 to the 5S to the 6 to the 6S. The iPhone 7 was the 10th iPhone. We were like 3 years off. That was my oven, by the way. What he's referring to, which is them skipping a number to go to the iPhone 10, which, by the way, they skipped two numbers. The iPhone 8 was released around the same time as the iPhone 10. That's part of the same generation. They went from the 7 to the 10. But that skipping of two numbers actually made the problem less bad. It actually reduced how many generations we were off in terms of the naming. But then we screwed it up again because we had another S year after that. We had the iPhone XS. And then we had the 11, and then the 12, and then the 13, and then all the way up to where we are now. So this iPhone I'm looking at right now is an iPhone 16 Pro. This isn't the 16th iPhone. This is the 18th iPhone. Now, we actually had a way to easily know what generation of iPhone we were looking at because the iOS updates did iterate in number once every year. The iPhone 4 ran iOS 4, and then the iPhone 4S ran iOS 5, and so on. So, this guy is running iOS 18. We're currently on iOS 18. Congratulations, this is the 18th generation of the iPhone, and they were launched side by side. But they're changing that this year. This is the first year where they are breaking that continuous iteration of the iOS update names. So the next version of iOS is going to be iOS 26, and we're no longer going to have that easier way to figure it out. But that's fine, because who cares?